This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider for Yahoo Sports.
Riley, what's been the big complaint about Cubs offenses for the last couple of years, back when it was, you know, Bryant and Rizzo and Baez and Schwarber? Like, if it wasn't homers and that team went cold, they weren't hitting. Like, right. This team is not built
that. Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
I'm a big fan of the raising the roof, because it seems like one of the moves that is can go from generation to generation. Like, it doesn't necessarily get old. And when it's a cool guy doing it, you're like, right, you can do it.
What's up, Russ?
Russell Dorsey on 670 The Score. The Score.
We're broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And Russ Dorsey, nice enough to join us in studio. Why are you making that face?
Why are the tones so docile on his open, knowing that he does not bring a docile tone into the studio? It seems like the energies don't match. Is that fair?
That was an open that was created.
I don't know, Marshall Harris. This is your show. I'm just happy to be here, to be honest.
You know, we're happy to have you. We're happy to have you, Russell. Can we get along today?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm always trying to get along with you. It's never me.
Why is Layla covering her face right now?
Because she knows what time it is.
It's
you're the one who's been starting.
You're a stuff starter.
A stuff starter?
You're a line
you're
stepper.
You're asking about
you're
an open.
You're a habitual
that was,
line stepper, yep. Marshall Harris.
You're asking about an open that was created before you got here.
What's wrong with a habitual line stepper, by the way?
See, that's something a habitual line stepper would say.
You say
that and then say, can we get along?
I just want us to get along. So I would like the Cubs to get along without Ian Happ for the next week, because that's what they're looking at. Mm-hmm. We had him on the show earlier. He was very confident in his teammates scoring runs and such.
They're good at that.
Are you confident that Moises Ballesteros can come up here and do work?
Is that what they... Here's how I would answer that. It's not like you need him to come up and have a 900 OPS.
Oh, no.
Right? If it's best case scenario and Ian's only out for the minimum stint on the IL, then you just need him come up, get his feet wet, you know, see big league pitching, and continue to do what he's doing down in AAA. Like, I don't think you're asking him to come up and just be an impact bat in the middle of the Cubs. No, they have that. And I think the other part that helps the Cubs is, since April 29th, Dansby Swanson has a 1,200 OPS. Five homers in that span, hitting over 400. And so they have a guy that, when the lineup was had the most runs in baseball, runs scored in baseball, was not hitting at all. And now he's one of the best, for the last 3 weeks or so, been one of the best hitters in all of Major League Baseball. So, yeah, I don't think you're asking your young prospect to be, you know, set the world on fire. Just come up, do what you do, and then you see where you go from there.
I did think, though, Russ, when they decided to call up Moises Ballesteros, who has earned his spot, mm-hmm. he's earned his opportunity, was that also something to be said about Matt Shaw not getting that automatic spot being called back up?
I think it's an interesting question. I think you just want a guy to continue to work on things. And I think if they thought that it was going to be a minimum thing, back to the earlier point, like, do you want to do the up-down thing with Matt Shaw? You know what I mean? Like, if he's not coming up to stay, do you want to bring him up to send him back down in a week and have, you know, it's human nature to have disappointment, like, dang, I thought I was going to stay up this time. And so that's probably, if I'm going to say there's a reason for that, I would look at that. But they still expect Matt Shaw to be on the big league roster before the season's over and to be, you know, probably take hold of that third base spot eventually. So, yeah, I wouldn't look too deeply into it right now. Now, if he gets to stay longer than the week, now you have a deeper conversation. Like, if he's hitting, like, do you send a guy down? He's maybe has two homers, hitting over 300, 900 OPS. You think about it.
I just wonder who that would be for, in terms of, I know I'd much rather see Ballesteros' bat in the lineup over, say, Justin Turner, because one of them is hitting and one of them is not. And I just wonder who's going to be the odd man out when they make this actual transaction on the 40-man roster. Is it going to be a pitcher that hasn't been getting run, or like I don't know how that's going to work out, but I'm anxious to see what happens.
Yes. Marshall Harris. Like, all those things could happen, right? Like, it could be a lot of different guys that you take off the 40-man roster. I just think once you decide to call up these young prospects that aren't on the 40-man and put them on, you've already started to have the conversation of, all right, in the gymnastics of roster construction, who are we okay with saying, all right, we're going to take this person off our 40-man roster, or we're going to release this person, or do you move somebody? Like, moving somebody from the 15 to the 60-day would open up a spot as well. So there are all these different conversations that you have weeks prior to promoting a kid to the big leagues that isn't on the 40-man roster, and they just have to decide. I think you're also playing the long versus short-term thing too, where it's like, if this is just going to be a short-term move, maybe you don't move somebody that you could potentially need in a week or so. But who knows? Who knows, Marshall Harris?
I think you've hit on something, though, because in bringing up Cade Horton, in bringing up Matt Shaw, even though he's back down now, in bringing up Ballesteros, these are your actual prospects mm-hmm. that you expect to see either on your team or part of some whiz-bang trade. And that's it. Your top prospects, a lot of times, if it's a really expensive something, you know, they get discussed in a possible trade. Cam Smith, obviously, a part of that discussion as well. But the point is, your big league-ready talent is either going to do one of two things at this time. If your window is open, you're either trying to keep a team from asking for him if you want something, or you're bringing him up because you want him to stay.
Yeah, I mean, you could showcase a guy. Like, that happens where it's like, you know what, this kid's been tearing it up, and we might not move him, but we might move him. And there are 29 teams out here that might want to take a look at this kid and see him hitting against big league pitching. And so I think it does a lot of different things for them. It allows him to get, you know, he's earned the right, to your point, he's earned the right to get a shot in the big leagues. You also, you know, need the roster spot. So, all right, we're going to promote this kid. And, hey, if he's swinging it like he was swinging in AAA, and we have needs on our roster, and there are teams send scouts to big league ballparks every day to look at young talent on big league rosters, young talent on minor league rosters, and if you can showcase a guy, I'm not saying the Cubs are going to move him, but I'm saying these are things that happen, right? If you can showcase a guy in the process of him helping your big league roster, cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates,
From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Okay, I just want to know, this is off the Cubs, but related topic.
Yeah.
How real are the St. Louis Cardinals? I'm trying to figure out how good they are. The pitching has been absolutely phenomenal, and I look up now, and they've won 9 in a row and are a game out of first.
I don't look at them as being real, and that's no shot to the St. Louis Cardinals. And excuse me for going on my phone, but there's a point that I wanted to bring up when it comes to the Cardinals. So they have a lot of veterans on their roster, right? Nolan Arenado still on that roster. You have Eric Fetty, former Chicago White Sox pitcher, who's been pitching like he was with the White Sox, you know, last year. Sonny Gray, another guy that's pitching really well. But if you look at the teams they've beaten during their win streak, let me read them off to you. The Washington Nationals, even though they beat the Phillies yesterday. The Washington Nationals, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
2 or 3 from who, though?
2 or 3 from the Mets, and then the Cincinnati Reds.
Well, one of those Pirates games, they were the ones who originally teed off on Paul Skeens.
I get it. I just, when I'm looking at the NL Central right now, how many teams do I believe are better than the St. Louis Cardinals? I would say 3. Right, I
think the Cubs are better. The Brewers and the Reds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other part of that is the age of the talent too.
Right, like if you know, like they were trying all offseason to move Nolan Arenado, and so for me, it's good that you're playing well from the standpoint of okay, potentially we can move Nolan at the deadline. We have veteran starters. Every team is looking for starting pitching. We can move some of these guys at the deadline, and you have young talent on your roster that you do want to, you know, develop into something. And you don't want to have young guys on a roster and getting your head kicked in every night. You end up having a roster like the Colorado Rockies where you have players coming out saying, please still believe in us, right? Stuff like that. So you want to be able to win ball games, and I think this is good for the Cardinals long term when you look at this is the last year John Mozeliak as the president of baseball operations in St. Louis, and you have Chaim Bloom coming in next year. So if you can, you know, bring back a nice haul of prospect capital after moving some of those veteran guys because they've been playing so well, that kicks you off next year and year one of Chaim Bloom and saying, all right, we have something to work with.
We are talking to our friend, the beat reporter for Yahoo Sports for Major League Baseball, Russ Dorsey, also on Apple TV. Also worked with Anthony Rizzo last week.
I did.
What was that like? That's the first time that we've heard from him since he was on a Major League team.
Yeah, it was weird because it's the first time that I've worked with somebody that I covered, right? So my first 2 years on the Cubs beat here in Chicago, Anthony Rizzo was on the roster. And last week, Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV, Anthony Rizzo was joining me as one of the analysts. And it was really cool. And like, it was the first time I had gotten to see him and like talk to him since the Cubs traded him in 2021. And it was good. Like it was his first time doing TV in that format. And I've done TV with a lot of guys, and I think if he ever decided that that's what he wanted to do full-time, he'd be very good at it. He'd be very good at it.
Did he give any indication as to whether or not he's going to be on a team or anything like that? Like, I could see why he would still think that he's got something in the tank to be able to.
I wouldn't say from what I gather from him, but, you know, that for a guy that's so close to playing, like, it's probably still there, and I could tell in some of our conversations, like, he misses playing, but I think he's also, you know, a veteran, has made a lot of good money in the big leagues, World Series champion, went to a World Series last year, and so we'll see, you know.
He's not retired yet, so
not retired yet.
So I feel like
Evan Longoria just retired yesterday.
That's crazy.
I thought that happened earlier, like 2 weeks ago.
No, it just officially happened yesterday.
Evan Longoria.
Evan Longoria.
Man.
Evan Longoria out here signing big deals right out the gate. Like they should have done with Nico, or sorry, not Nico, but with Pete Crow Armstrong. Now they're going to owe him a whole lot more money.
Should they have? You keep coming back to that, Marshall.
I do. I'm going to stay on
he
it.
Does
that's a horse I will ride.
But why?
That's one of his, that's one of his Mount Rushmore of takes.
You don't have to, but just get it out of the way because I know this team is reticent to pay money to. Hold up.
No, I'm listening.
No, you made the.
I'm literally looking at you and listening.
Now listen, we know how much money that you're going to have to pay him if he's what we think he is, right?
Like, do we?
In the range. Do we not? Nine figures?
He's played well for 2 months.
We're coming up on a year, a whole season. Back half
you know
of
what?
Last season.
Even if I give that to you, Marshall?
Front half of this season.
Even if I give that to you, cool. 2 months last year, 2 months this year.
Do you want to buy out the plus arbitration or not? That's what it comes down to. The sooner you get that done, the less of a hassle that will be.
I think we've gotten into a point in baseball society where we feel like every guy that comes up and plays well for a little bit needs some massive extension.
Yes, because if you're going to play like, if you're going to spend like a small market team, that's how you keep your players.
Who's to say they thought like a small market team with that decision specifically?
Oh, I'm not
if
saying
you don't think that. Hold on, listen to me because I was listening to you. If you don't think, if they didn't think before the season he was a 900 OPS player, then why would you give him 900 OPS player extension?
I don't know that he's a 900 OPS player, but I think he's an 850 OPS player or 800 to 850, somewhere in that range.
Does 800 to 850 get you $100 million?
Sure.
From what? What evidence do you have that that's the number?
I'm looking at the recent guys who have been paid, the Merrills, the young guys from smaller markets who showed in a small window, but they showed the history of and the projections for it. I think that's what the Cubs have to draw on. If they're not going to be willing to go out and just buy the big free agent, you at least have to keep your own talent as long as possible.
Jackson Merrill, are we calling San Diego a small market?
Oh, no. I'm saying in terms of being able to pay people that you want to keep in-house as opposed to not going out and spending. I know they've spent in the past.
I think that's why they continue to spend on him.
When you look at them, you look at the Diamondbacks, you look at some of these other teams, you can look at the Braves. Teams, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in the realm of players you're talking about, Jackson Merrill, who just got an extension over $100 million that could turn into $200 million if he hits his escalators. Corbin Carroll got an 8-year, $111 million deal before his rookie season. And so I just, and this is no disrespect
to PCA.
Jackson Churio is still playing on this
deal. I could be wrong.
Corbin Carroll in his rookie season finished 5th in MVP voting. Not rookie of the year, MVP voting. And okay. So I think it's hard to put him, Jackson Merrill, who finished in the top 10 in MVP voting his rookie season, and PCA in the same conversation because I don't think they are. I think PCA's played great baseball this year. I think you can make the case that he's the best center fielder in baseball, but I don't think you knew that when you started having these conversations.
I knew defensively.
Yeah, but defensively isn't, you're not paying somebody $100 million for defense, Marshall.
No, I agree with that, but that's part of the equation when you're talking about it. I guess I projected out more than other people did. Maybe I was early to that, but that was my whole point. Be early, don't be late.
Is it because of the Churio deal? Because that was 8 years, 82. Is that the one like that? That's
no, it wasn't
what I was
the Churio. It
up.
Wasn't the Churio. It was the two that you mentioned were the ones that I had in mind when I'm talking about that. And I understand what you're saying on those two teams. I think he's going to have that type of season this year. So yeah, we can wait till the end of this year to sort it out. I definitely didn't think the $75 million. I'm like that. There was no chance he was going to say I'm signing for $75 million and you're going to buy out some of my.
There's a lot of guys that do. Right, there's a lot of guys that say, hey, man, more money than I've ever seen before. But I think it is good business.
I think Pete Crow Armstrong's good based on.
And he bet on himself to say, hey, you know what? I appreciate you guys for having the conversation. I'm going to play this thing out and then we'll come back.
With his lineage and who his parents are, I don't think he was like, I've got to get this money right this second. I don't think that was ever going to be a case. I understand what you're saying, though.
There's no resolution.
But there usually isn't when Russell and I discuss things.
I feel like it's like on your, if you have a Mount Rushmore of takes, the extend PCA is on your Mount Rushmore of takes.
I don't think so. Really? I got a lot of takes.
I think it is. I think it's one of those.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.